Right, that last song was UFO with Lipstick Traces. Before that was Joe Walsh with Life's Been Good. And before that, Mountain with For Yasgur's Farm. And coming up next, we're going to have a song by Iron Butterfly. And then, if we are all set up and ready, I will be joined by the Hell Yeahs. And they're going to be playing a live set here. And then, and then it'll be time for On the Town. Then it'll be 9 p.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max, and yeah, it's going to be a great rest of the show, and I'm just buying time. And do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu. Your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community, and Educational Radio. And with that, I'm going to put on Iron Butterfly. And right after that, I think that it's going to be time for the Hell Yeahs. Can I get a Hell Yeah from everyone at home? Excellent. Thanks. Here's Iron Butterfly.
Going to happen. It will linger in your mind forever. Let this carry you wherever, wherever. Triggering the unconscious power. Removing all your inhibitions. Releasing complete freedom of thought. Sensations of every sense will prevail.
All right, that last song was Iron Butterfly with Unconscious Power. Before that, I think I already announced, and that was UFO with Lipstick Traces and Joe Walsh with Life's Been Good. And now I am joined by the Hell Yes. How is it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you guys. All right, so you guys are Boston-based. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your group before you start playing?
Yeah, kind of.
Felicia's joining us from space right now.
Yeah. Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay. So it started out as basically me just being a producer in my studio and saying, you know, I just really want to start a band. And then I met Will at a birthday party. And I've known Cody forever, and we just really started to mesh really well together. And then I met Aaron, our key player, at the Bebop open mic by Fenway, and he's just a stellar key player. So, you know, we all just kind of got together.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that you are reminding me of one of those astronauts on the space station. The ones who wanted to come back and got stuck up there, which is okay. If you want, you can talk in Bill's mic,
yeah,
but also
gonna, like,
if you guys want to just get into it, I'm really excited. I haven't heard you guys play. You don't have any music out, so no. I'm excited to hear it.
Sure.
Okay. All right, cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah. By all means.
So this song
is called Missing Peace. It's about burned bridges, lost relationships, and all that fun, sad stuff.
Fun. Sad.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be sad.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. very much.
Thank you. I don't usually have a full band in here, so, I do, but not often all playing instruments at the same time. So, do you guys want to play a couple songs at a time? Do you want to play a song, chit-chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to chat? We can chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Sweet. And, if you want to come on over from the keys, let's have all of you guys introduce yourselves. Yes. We can. That mic's on too now. Yes.
Rhythm section represent.
Woo woo. That mic is not on. So head on over to that one. Yep.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm on the radio station.
You sure are.
So, my name is Aaron Burns. I come from West Branch, Michigan. I am a composition. I am a Berkeley graduate. I graduated with a composition and songwriting double major, and I'm so happy to be over in the Medford area and playing with the band.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Excited to have you.
Will?
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Will. Will North. I come from Kingston. I didn't start playing music until December of last year. Like, I had a bass and played for around 6 years or so, just learning, like, Black Sabbath and Cream riffs, but I never played with anybody until the start of this year. So I've been enjoying myself a lot. It's been very fulfilling. I love everybody in the band. We really mesh well together. I'm really happy I met everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have a vibe, like, for sure. Like, when we jam, like, sometimes I'll bring a song to the band and, you know, it's really emotionally charged and they like welcome it with open arms and makes me want to cry sometimes. Sometimes tears do come to my eyes. Aww. But anyway, just wanted to say that.
Howdy everybody. This is Cody Gleason, drummer. So I had a drum set when I was 16 or so, and I only had a few beats that I really played. I wasn't anything special, but didn't have drums for years. And then I found these guys, and they were like, hey, hang out with us while we practice. And I was like, can I check out your drums before I leave? And then within the day or so, it was pretty much agreed upon that I was going to be the new drummer. As Will said, it's been extremely fulfilling, and we definitely found a family. We keep pushing each other for the best and remind each other of our skills that we really do have, especially in our low days.
That's beautiful. You know, it sounds like it's always nice when a band can be there for you like that. All right. Yeah. And
absolutely.
Felicia, have you introduced yourself?
Yes, I have not.
Oh.
So sorry about that. I'm Felicia Femino. I hail from Plymouth, Massachusetts. I do not have any formal training in music, but I have been playing for about 20 years, guitar, banjo, mandolin, violin, just anything that I can get my hands on. I'm just quite obsessed, always have been with music. So yeah.
Awesome. And you guys are called the Hell Yes. Where can people find you?
You can find us primarily on Instagram at the Hell Yes Boston. We post, you know, ourselves jamming, new demos of songs, just updates, you know, all that fun stuff.
Cool. Well, do you guys want to play another?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sure. Yeah, this is called Joy Unknown. We'll probably release it as a single soon.
Yeah.
This is the first song we wrote as a band. So.
Sun on the horizon.
Hell yeah. So yeah, where'd the name come from?
It's pretty simple. I mean, the name previously used to be Captain Crimson and the Cosmic Dogs.
That's damn, that was our band name.
We had that for like maybe a month or so, I think. And we weren't digging it too much. And like I was saying to you before we started the show, like, we're just a very agreeable bunch, as everybody else was saying. We got a good vibe about us. So it was kind of like someone would suggest, hey, let's play this song, or hey, let's try to play at this venue. It's just like, yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude, hell yeah. So it kind of became a slogan, and then it became the name.
Excellent.
Will says hell yeah a lot.
Hell yeah, I do.
And just wanted to establish it. I met Will through friends of mine at a King Gizzard concert.
Hell yeah.
And then at another King Gizzard concert, like a week later. And then at another concert several weeks later, which is how I meet all my friends, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, bump into each other at enough concerts, and hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm getting it, for sure. So what artists do you guys listen to together? What are your inspirations?
King Gizzard?
I mean, yeah, I'm a total Gizzard. I love King Gizzard.
A lot of psychedelic stuff. Psychedelic rock.
Yeah, yeah. Generally psychedelic rock's kind of just, I think, where we all kind of share a love.
Yeah.
Right, classic rock. You know, like, for me, like, top albums, I mean, Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. You can fight me on that if you want, but I think it's just a brilliant album. Like Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin. And then I was just listening to A Night at the Opera by Queen. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law recommended that I listen to it, and boy, was she right. It is absolutely fabulous. So we're going to be working on like a rock opera sort of situation over the next year. And I would say like Queen is really inspiring, like a lot of stuff
Very
for
cool.
me right now. And Aaron, what are you into? You want to talk to this?
So my influences are, my influences are a little bit different there, but some of it are, you know, psychedelic rock groups like the United States of America. I also there's a lot of video game music influences as well, particularly that of Tim Fallon's music. And I also really like the Beatles as well. I really like the I really like the Police, and more recently I've been getting into bluegrass stuff and country stuff recently. And I have some solo projects in the works.
Cool.
I'm doing a Thanksgiving musical called the Pilgrims. It's called the Pilgrims Capitalistically Trained Thanksgiving Journey, the musical.
And cool.
It's a rock opera that features a lot of classical elements. I'm going to be releasing an album called The Flying Lighthouse.
Are you releasing that under your own name?
Yes, I'm releasing
cool.
that. I am releasing that under my own name, and I'm also writing another album called the Great American Wall Crusher, which is a country music album.
Cool.
So as of right now, I'm joining this band, and I'm also thinking about applying for some jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm applying on working for a television intern for Disney, and I'm also applying for a casino company called a gaming company called Grover Games. And I'm also thinking about writing music for a theme. There's a new theme park that's coming out in Vinita, Oklahoma, called the American Heartland Theme Park, which is being developed by Heartland Entertainment. I sent some of the materials to the developers, and I emailed Allison Fox before I sent the materials, and she said, you know, if you send the materials, we can get it to the right hands. And I told Andy about potential.
Awesome. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a perfect round. I have a perfect thing, and it's going to be a lightning round. We're going to get one sentence, five words tops from each of you in your answer, okay?
Okay.
First, because we just mentioned it, I do want to hear everyone's favorite Pink Floyd album, and we can start on the left with the rhythm section.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, probably Dark Side of the Moon.
we know Felicia's answer.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh. All right. Four for four.
I do want to mention the Live at Pompeii album, as well as the documentary.
Yes.
Fabulous.
My favorite is Animals, but...
Okay.
But, all right, let's dream musical collaboration. Again, just one answer.
Dream?
Yeah, so this could be someone to collaborate with you guys as a band or that you're collaborating with on a solo project. Who would you want to play with?
Dresden Dolls?
Yeah, we just saw them like one week or two weeks back. Yeah. They were fantastic at Roadrunner.
Very nice.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to be lame and just say King Gizzard. Also, they'd blow me out of the water. I'll say Black Sabbath, because strangely enough, they are all still alive.
How about that?
I would say... I'll use five words.
Okay.
Elton John and Jacob Collier.
Very nice. It'd be a crazy duo.
Yeah. I would would love to put on a show with both of them. Turn the audience into a choir. Mm. That's some fabulous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, and Cody.
Oh, Aaron.
I'm sorry.
Cody. Yep.
Okay. Yes. I got my ends mixed up.
Right here. Did Cody speak already?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
good. It's on you. So the two people I would like to collaborate is Emily Bearer and Abigail Barlow.
Awesome.
They just by some coincidence they went to a radio station in the East Coast that just happens to be called WMMR. And I told them about this new theme park.
Lightning round. We're sticking to one sentence. Theme parks are cool though. Let's hear what your favorite song to perform is.
Well, one of my favorite songs, period, is "Something Holy" by Alice Phoebe Lou.
Oh, nice. I meant one of the as a group.
As a group,
yeah. What's one of your favorite songs?
I find it easy to groove to a lot of Will's songs. I really enjoy "Feeling Good" by Nina Simone as well on the drum kit.
Nice.
I'll say, honestly, I mean, I don't want to be lame, but I do love Felicia's songs and like playing bass on them. Recently, I did a cover of "Imaginary Person" by Ty Segall at an open mic with Cody, and that rocked. It was just loud, noisy, punky. I got to scream my heart out. It was lovely.
Fantastic.
Oh boy. Sometimes singing the songs that I wrote can be challenging because I'm my almost worst critic, but I really enjoy "Missing Peace," and then also I wrote a protest song against the mental health system called "The Hospital Song," and that one's really fun to play.
Yeah. Y'all ain't ready for the hospital song.
You're not ready.
Awesome. Well, what song are we ready for?
Hope you're doing well.
Hope you're doing well.
One of Will's songs.
Aaron, yeah. Go ahead. I got to swap.
Sorry. Did you answer?
I didn't answer yet. Oh,
we'll go for it. Yeah.
All right. My favorite song is, I think it's probably "Coming Down" by the United States of America.
The favorite song to play as a group. Oh, you just joined, right?
I just joined.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to ask you at the end of the set. All right.
If you just want to take my spot, I'll take your guitar. Yeah, I don't want to fuss around with like swapping guitars.
Fantastic.
Yeah, this thing is wicked high up on me. I'll just make the... All righty. Those are going to be mine. I think those are the ones I was wearing, so you can have those. And then that's your mic. I'll use the reverb-y mic.
Woo-hoo!
How does this...
I think the flips around one. Yep.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. Excellent.
All right. So, yeah. Oh, that is so echoey. Yeah, I'm gonna need a mic. Hey, mic 3. All right. So, I mainly play bass, but I do like writing songs. And as I said, I'm still a pretty amateur musician, so I find it a lot easier to strum guitar and sing at the same time as opposed to plucking on bass. So a lot of the songs that I write are pretty simple, pretty bluesy. I just kind of default to kind of like a sort of style that I really like. But this song I wrote after spending a weekend at an Airbnb cabin with Felicia and Cody, actually. It's actually when we met Cody. It was a wonderful weekend. And it was like 10:30 in the morning, and our rental ended at 11. And I was just like, I don't know, I felt inspired. So I went over and I grabbed the guitar and I started strumming out some chords and stuff I liked. And it kind of turned into this song. So this is Hope You're Doing Well. It's about any past lovers, past friends that you don't see around anymore and that you're separate from. And it's a good thing you're separate, but, you know, you hope they're doing well, even if you can't check in on them. Hey, all right.
Woo.
Can I get any more guitar? Hey, there we go. She got it. All right. All right. Hope you're doing well. Wait a minute. I'm playing it wrong. All right, hold on.
Cool.
cool. Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite fruit?
Is yeah. Pineapple? Yeah, pineapple's a fruit, right?
Sure is.
Yeah, pineapple.
It'd be a really funny looking vegetable.
Yeah, that's true.
Kiwi.
Ooh, nice.
Green apple.
With the skin, which, like, I had a kiwi with the skin on it at work once, and, like, everybody freaked out. They're like, what are you doing?
You ever have those golden kiwis?
No.
Yeah, they don't, they're not as fuzzy, and they taste great, and you can eat them with the skin on.
Ooh.
You can eat both with the skin on. I'm not going to stop. I do the same thing.
You know what? Like, why are we judging people?
Exactly. It's not going to hurt you. Just don't eat your bananas with the skin on. Yeah. I will draw the line there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Pineapples, too. What about you, Aaron?
Banana.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's my second.
So with the skin off, right?
Yep.
Good. Good. If you guys, as a group, instead of doing your rock opera, made a soundtrack for a video game, movie, or TV show, what video game, movie, or TV show would it be?
Legend of Zelda.
Ooh. That'd be a cool addition to the series.
Any Hayao Miyazaki film.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. What's like a bluesy kind of game? I love the blues. I love doom metal and stuff. I'll say Doom. Yeah, I'll write the soundtrack to Doom.
Nice.
Bethesda, hit us up.
I'll write the soundtrack to Doom.
I guess you're talking about movies, right?
Yeah, or video game, TV show. Up to you. What piece of media would you want to make the soundtrack for?
I think it would be video games.
Nice. Cool. Sweet. Well, do you guys want to play another?
Hell sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Instrument swap.
Woo woo. You guys are listening to the Hell Yeahs here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. They are
No, I deserve it. I'm a bozo.
They are local. They are from Boston. They make you say hell yeah. Do you guys have any gigs coming up?
Oh,
not really.
Cool.
Got like a birthday gig.
It's a birthday bash thing. Oh. Term, but that's separate.
Yeah, it's more private.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we were taking a little bit of a break from gigging, so that way we could like write and just like practice and you know, chill out. We
find our sound.
Find our sound.
Yeah.
Soul search. You know what I mean? So we should be, you know, working on booking gigs. Definitely.
December.
Yeah. December, January.
Cool.
I would say you guys can check out our Instagram and you'll find updates. Like, we will pop up random places. We also play a lot of open mics. Like, Thursday night, we're going to be playing at the Bebop. We made it onto the, we got a slot. So you could catch us there. You could catch us at Proof 22 on Wednesdays
in Plymouth.
We do frequent the open mics. We love the local music community.
And it's a great way to, you know, yeah, community. It's the perfect word. All right. What have you got coming up for us?
Okay. Is it Eleanor?
A little regular show?
Ooh. That Rigby?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Eleanor Rigby.
I might join you guys on the chorus.
Cool.
Have fun with it, you know?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I look at all the lonely people. Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all
all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved.
All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Right on.
I'm going to ask you guys the same question that I asked about Pink Floyd about the Beatles. What's your favorite Beatles album?
Oh.
I know.
I got one.
Yeah?
But I'm kind of, like, I'm cheating, you know?
Dude, I'm going to cheat too, don't worry.
Yeah.
Is it a compilation?
It's the Beatles anthology.
Okay.
It's...
All of it?
Yeah. No. You don't understand. It's like outtakes, demos of like all just like, they're just so wonderful. And like you can hear, you know, them just messing around and making stuff work. And that's really, really cool. My stepdad let me borrow the CDs and I never gave them back. But I wore them out. Like, it was such an inspiration for me when I was a teenager. So I'll say Anthology 2.
Okay. Anthology 1's the one with them, or which one's the one with them in singing the songs in German with like Salib Dich and the one I Wanna Hold Your Hand in German.
That's probably on Anthology 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Maybe I'm going to be like really stupid when I say this, because maybe there's a couple of them, but the Escher demos from the White Album.
Oh.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm smart. I'm a patrician. No, but I love the Escher demos because like there's so many songs where you can just hear them all screwing around in the studio and like hanging out like a bunch of boys. Specifically, Back in the USSR has an acoustic version that they play. Mm. Oh, it is so good and so fun. I highly recommend checking it out.
I would say the Love album. I love the order of the songs, the revised songs. The song Because is probably one of my favorites from it.
Nice. Aaron.
Right here.
Yeah.
I think it's either Revolver or Sgt. Pepper, because I think it's because that, you know, it's the Beatles at their peak. It's the most groundbreaking period for them.
Yeah. They've turned that psychedelic corner. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, cool. Do you guys want to play another song?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah,
sure.
Hell yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, perfect.
So, speaking of the Beatles,
yeah.
segue. I know you guys haven't heard any Beatles songs in a long time, but we're going to play Fixin' a Hole. Okay, one, two, three. Wait, Aaron's.
Oh, three and a half.
Okay, one, two, three, four. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right, where I belong. See the people stand there who disagree and never win, and wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting a room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will go. If I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right, where I belong. Silly people run around, da, da. Ooh. I'm taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still go.
Woo! Yes. Very nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, I'll give that a hell yeah.
There should be like a button on Facebook instead of like love and care. It's hell yeah.
Rockhand or something.
Yeah, who do we call? Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Was that a while ago?
Oh, sorry, that mic wasn't on. Now it is.
Yeah, I know Zuckerberg personally. I'll call him up.
That's perfect. Unfortunate for you.
No, it's awesome, actually. Yes. We hang out and do jujitsu on the weekends.
Yeah.
The rocks.
He's full of personality, it seems.
Yes, recently. Did you see that they're bringing back the poke button?
Are they really?
The Facebook?
They are. Yeah. I saw. I got an ad for it. Like, hey, you should start poking people again. And I was like, I don't know about that. But I'm glad that the option exists.
Keep me up at night. Oh, yeah. Why did they poke me?
Yeah. You know, I think it's so funny that that took off for any period of time. Yeah.
Right?
Because it wouldn't now.
It's kind of like a Snapchat streak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just poke each other like every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Yeah.
You probably don't remember.
Yeah, poking's before my time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's actually really interesting, is that there's like a huge age gap, kind of, between us. Like, Cody and I are 32 and 31. And Will just turned 23 yesterday. And Aaron is also 23.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of like a cool dynamic, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Half millennials, half Gen Z.
Half millennial, half Gen Z.
Yep. A mixing of perspectives.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, it is 8:50. So, I think we probably... I mean, two short ones or one long one. Up to you, or medium length. I don't know. Whatever you guys have. Whatever, or we can chat more. Your call entirely.
I'm open for any originals.
Any originals?
Mine or any of the years that we all know.
I have my own originals.
Yeah. But you know what? Aaron, you want to take us home?
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, show us what you got.
Woo-woo.
We're in for a very special treat right now.
Oh, well,
maybe like an instrumental.
If, like a jam?
If you want, if you want, or I don't know. You guys tell me. Oh, do you want a mic? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, I don't know if we really have time to set that up.
Rip an instrumental.
So rip an instrumental. Take us home, man.
Okay. Okay. That works. Cool.
Play some Debussy.
The what now?
That's what the kids call it these days.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
That was So Slave for Saturn, and that's from my EP called The Eclipse Lamp Electronic Hydrogen Helium Dancing Experience from Under the Sun. It's on YouTube.
Fantastic. Well, with that, I want to thank you all for coming in.
Thank you so much, Max. This has been such a great opportunity.
Thank you. This has been a gift.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure having you guys.
And thanks to everybody who's listening.
Woo, yes.
We love you.
Woo. And I'm Mellow Max. You can find me on Instagram at Mellow Max Radio, and you can find these guys at the Hell Yeahs Boston.
Woo.
Woo. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for listening. All right. And we've still got several minutes, so I am going to play that Penelope Isles song that I mentioned earlier because I just think it's such a cool song. And then after that, I think I'm going to play another song. What it is, I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, I will catch you guys next week. This is Mellow Max, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.